I think we're going to do like trick or treat, smell my feet, give me a podcast to eat, I think is a good way to do this. So, Doge, will you open the door when I ding dong it for the beginning of the episode?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And are you going to sort of, are you going to just do that? Or are you going to sort of take like a one, like a 90 second sort of like bit of your own?
I'll probably do my own thing.
Yeah.
And then when I'm done with that, it's you guys.
Usually when I ask you to like participate, it's just sort of like, I'm going to sort of, when you say zig, I say like something completely different.
That's because I have my own idea of how things should go.
Sure.
And it's usually, it's hilarious.
Ding dong.
People love it. Hello.
I like it's like the door was already open. The guy that lives there was just like waiting around the corner from the door.
I think I'm sitting on the porch in like a perfect scarecrow costume.
They ring it and you're behind the trick or treat.
Well, that's the best start. That's the best start we've ever had.
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me a podcast to eat. It's two chunks. As I'm sure you could tell.
It's also just such a buttery, kind hello.
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 Just waiting in a scary, and the kids are like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a jump off the front porch and sprint across the street kind of a greeting for sure.
Hello.
Did you guys used to get really scared when people did that? Like would like scare you on their front porch? It used to terrify me as a kid.
Yeah, I didn't love that.
Tell if it's real or a mannequin or something.
Or an actual ghost or killer?
Sure.
If a house had a like a scary vibe from the street, I would just be like, oh, I'm skipping this one.
I would usually try and weigh whether or not I thought the candy was worth the squeeze. You know what I mean?
It was for me whether I thought they would think my costume was cool.
Sure.
And if I was like, they're trying to scare me, they probably don't care about Obi-Wan, so I'm not going to go be Obi-Wan to
I was Link like three times.
That's so cute. As a trick-or-treater, If you are making trick-or-treating more about you than me, I'm out. Like if you're the person, if it's your house and you're like, wow, we can't wait to get this on camera. We're going to tear. I'm out. That's fine. You're not.
No.
There's many people
that's not what
didn't
this
spend
is for.
Half what you've spent today. They invested their money in good candy and I'm just going to go there and they're really nice. Thank you very much.
You know what? What else I didn't like? Is whenever it was like pretty clear you were supposed to go to this garage instead, like the garage was decorated. And it's like, ew, I'm not going to your garage.
Get out of here.
I'm not trying
to
get, I'm not trying to get kidnapped.
No, I'm not about that.
Do you guys have like a Halloween that like sticks out to you as like, this is the, like when I think of Halloween as a kid, I think of this one first and all of the others second. Is there like a primary Halloween for you?
There is. There was one where I was Elvis and I had... I think I was in second or third grade. I was wearing my mom's, we called it chemo wig. My mom had Elvis hair. We realized this when we put it on my head.
Sure.
And I won the pep rally costume competition. And in a small town, just felt like a celebrity walking around. They're like that. He won.
Right.
That's here comes Elvis. Yeah. And I was deep in the character, very much so.
Yeah.
To the point to where I got called back for the Christmas pageant later that year to have just randomly have Elvis in the kindergarten Christmas pageant. There I was with those kids.
If there's one thing 5-year-olds love in the 90s,
it's Elvis.
Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
It's the king. Yeah. I personally, the Halloween that is the fondest in my mind is the first one that I was like allowed to go off on my own with friends rather than like walk around with.
Yeah.
Parents, and that was the year that I ditched the jack-o'-lantern bucket and instead took a pillowcase. And I made out like a king that
filled it up.
We ran to the next neighborhood over so we could hit them too. And we were like, it was like ding dong, trick or treat. Give me they would give the candy and then dead sprint because we were trying to hit as many houses as possible. And I, that was a very fun year.
Amazing.
That's
funny. I don't even remember what I dressed up as.
The one I think of first, I dressed up as Yoda. This probably would have been Halloween 2004. And it was one of those Texas Halloweens where it was like 110 degrees and super humid. And I had like a full face Yoda, like latex mask.
Oh.
And so like outside the costume, it was 100 degrees. Inside the costume, it was probably like 190 degrees.
Yeah.
And I was miserable. Ate a bunch of candy. And then I was like, hey, mom, I forgot to eat dinner. Can we get some Sonic? And we went to Sonic and I got a foot long chili cheese dog and put that in my hot, sweaty tummy on top of all my Halloween candy. And it came right back up.
Oh.
Just yarfed it right back up.
Just made a poached poor doge people, inside that mask.
Yes. Some poor people saw Yoda horking up a chili dog on the side of the road.
Yeah, there's definitely
horking up a chili dog.
But look on, chili dog. There's plenty of Halloween times that one of my most visceral memories is hearing my breath the entire night. Like being in those masks.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's just like around the mouth, it's just so wet.
And I'm just like, I want to take the mask off so bad, but then I look like a monk. I don't look like Yoda unless I have his green face on.
When you take it off though, it feels great.
It feels awesome. It feels cold.
Yeah, very cold.
When it feels like you did something, even though what you did was walked around in a costume, those were always good years. You finally take the, it's like, whew, turning in your badge at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Felt nice. I don't know how cops work.
It's a good night's work. It's a good night's work.
I think they have to go deliver their badge back at the end of every day. I'm not sure. Sure. But
they check it out. Yeah, they check it out at the badge vending machine.
I'm Jordan, by the way. I think longest intro we've ever done, probably.
I love it.
It's Doge, this one.
And I'm Carter. And in the spirit of talking about trick-or-treating, I have for us what we're going to call Pick Our Treat, which is Pick Our Treat, which is like a Spring Delirium. We have it in the Halloween. We really haven't done candy in Spring Delirium. That's what we usually do around the March,
that's
April season.
Spring.
We just do food stuffs.
It technically started as like cartoon characters.
It's been a little bit of everything. We haven't done candy and now we're doing it. But really, more so when I'm talking about candy today, I have 32 different Halloween candies. And we've pulled our Discord to make sure that there's not any that I miss. I've looked at lists. I even looked at my own. I got to do Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party last week. And they gave—
Were you scared?
Not really, not very, but yes.
Good.
And they gave lots of candy out.
Trip to Disney World is always a really fun time.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you like it? First time ever?
Yeah. It was amazing. I have so much to tell you. We're going to have 16 matchups here, okay? And there's going to be some things. So there's certain candies that we needed to have every iteration of that candy or many of the iterations of that candy as separate entries here. And then there's some that are just kind of blanketed. So when I get to Tootsie Rolls, it's whatever you're thinking of. Tootsie Rolls as a whole. This would be your regular Tootsie Roll or your like pastel-colored fruity Tootsie Roll, right? But then there's going to be some things that have to be different.
Show me the person who, when you say Tootsie Roll, the first thing they think of is one of those pastel fruit ones.
I would have guessed
you. I'll show you someone who doesn't exist.
I would have guessed you. I'm being honest.
Of course not. Of course not. It's that little molasses cat turd that we all love so much.
We begin with our very first matchup of Pick Our Treat is...
Pick Our Treat.
A lot of the times, try and think more of the smaller size. Regardless, the taste doesn't really change.
Sure.
Some would argue when certain candies' shapes change... They change. But really, when we're going from a candy bar full size to smaller, it doesn't matter. So we have three Musketeers, right? In my mind, I'm picturing like the little tiny silver thing of it against Peppermint Patty. Three Musketeers against Peppermint Patty. So as we have done in the past, I'll do a 3-2-1. Y'all pick. If it's anonymous, not anonymous. If it's unanimous, we move on. If it's anonymous.
If it's anonymous.
Don't show my face. Then, blur me out.
Don't look.
I'm just going to be like,
I will pick between. Unless I think we need some kind of like you're fighting for your candy for the sake of getting through it quicker, I'm just going to say who wins.
Sure.
So, Three Musketeers against Peppermint Patties. Yep. Give me your answer in 3, 2, 1.
Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers.
Yeah. Three Musk. Moving on.
Three Musk.
Next we have Kisses. Hershey's Kisses. Usually you can get a big handful. I don't think people are being really, like they're handing
you
two.
This is an instance where I want to check. This is a plain Hershey's Kiss. This isn't like
not a
hug. Kiss.
No, just a kiss. Hershey's Kiss.
Not a swirly one.
Against Gummy Lifesavers. It's one of the more unique ones of those. Got a toucan. I don't know if you've had them. I've had some recently.
Okay.
Three. Oh, wait, do you know? Let me know when you know.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
Three,
I'm good.
Two, one.
Gummy Lifesavers.
Gummy Lifesavers.
Yeah.
Kiss, worst chocolate shape.
Yeah.
Actually, much worse than a flat chocolate shape.
Yeah,
I think I would agree. But if they're filled, like sometimes they do like caramel ones, I like those.
Yeah. I like the Christmas ones, the Christmas specific ones, a lot better than the year round. Peppermint ones rip.
Those are good.
The white and brown chocolate swirl is
great. Dude, the one where they do like the cherry, it's almost like a cherry's jubilee.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. It's just like juice in there.
Yeah.
It's not like an actual maraschino. Yeah. I can never think of the name. Marshmallow.
It's like a gushy roll.
Next we have
a gushy kiss.
Candy corn. Perhaps one of the most classic.
Got it. Whatever's, yeah.
Sweets.
Got it. I know my answer.
Against. Bag of poop. What was this?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, Tootsie Rolls. Candy corn against Tootsie Roll.
Ah! Okay.
Three, two, one.
Tootsie Roll.
I like a Tootsie Roll.
Those are my last and second last place candies.
There it is.
What about those like orange peanuts?
So Tootsie Rolls makes it on.
Pretty bad too.
Wax
amazing.
Lips.
I guess I mean more like conventionally available versus like special. There's bad specialty candy, but I wouldn't say those are much better than either of those.
Here we are. Snickers against peanut butter M&Ms.
Got it.
Peanut butter
M&Ms.
Yes. Not peanut.
M&Ms were one of the only candies that we get more than two different kinds.
Sure.
Because
I'm a fan of their work.
They have many tribes. When they started to come
Mars
out with the big
Mars
bag that
great.
Has all of them in there, what a fun time that is.
Yeah.
That's a blast.
Have you had the Rice Krispie M&Ms?
Yes. Big fan.
So good.
Peanut butter M&Ms against Snickers. Three, two,
got it.
One.
Peanut butter M&Ms.
One of my very favorite candies in general.
So good.
Next, we have an old classic.
The texture.
I actually think I think a Snickers is massively overhyped.
I do too.
I like a Snickers.
They have good commercials.
Peanut butter Snickers?
No, but that sounds great.
It's so peanut butter good.
Snickers is ice cream
good.
Snickers is the best kind of Snicker for me. Ice cream Snickers.
Agreed. Ice cream Snickers is good. Regular Snickers is like, this is a good first try. Do weird stuff to it and then I'll like it more.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Next we have essentially a battle of the rainbows. Here we've got Skittles against Smarties.
Okay.
Easy.
Skittles against Smarties. Three, two, one.
Smarties.
Skittles.
Okay, so we're between Skittles and Smarties. Really quickly, I have an idea, but I'm down to hear for an argument. We'll start with Smarties. Why Smarties, Jordan?
I love both of these candies, and the fact that one of these is going before Tootsie Rolls or candy corn is a travesty of the utmost pain and wickedness. But I will say Smarties has just been special to me for a long time. They were my first favorite candy as a kid, like some Cracker Barrel style, pick it up at a Cracker Barrel and get you some Smarties. I like the sort of like sour chalkiness of them. I'm a big Smarties guy.
Thank you, Jordan. Or Doge.
They make my tongue flood. You know that thing where like your tongue floods?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah. Skittles have a better mouth texture to me. Smarties are too... the chalkiness of Smarties, I always wish there was more to them because you bite them and then they like pop into dust.
I like that part.
But the reason for the popping into dust is maybe why I've had more Smarties than Skittles in my life because I think the Smarties is just such a constant tease. I'm going to say Smarties here. It is interesting. I did not know this may be the first time we've talked about Smarties on this podcast. Jordan and I share a very similar story. That's one of my first favorite candies was Smarties. I think
is
one of the
Smarties
it is the lower middle
ones.
Class. Yeah, it is the lower middle class of candy. I love it. Kit Kats now here against what we're going to call trolley worms. Do you say trolley or trolley? T-R-O-L-L-I.
Trolley. I say trolley.
Gummy usually.
But trolley is the specific.
Trolley specifically are usually going to have the sugar on the outside vibe, not just a straight up gummy.
So we're talking like the sour gummies,
the sour trolley worms against Kit Kats.
Yeah. Okay.
So worms are Kit Kats. Three, two, one.
Oh, it's tough.
Worms.
Gummy worms.
Worms.
Those sour worms are so good.
It's hard.
I'll say this. If you had specified, and this is probably the most Doge thing I could say. If you had specified that you were talking
about
the matcha green tea Kit Kats, those would have beat the worms.
They have these witch's brew Kit Kats for Halloween where the outside is marshmallow flavored. It's like a marshmallow fluff chocolate, and it's very good.
Really? Really?
I do want to take a quick break here, a moment to give a shout out to something that did not make the trick-or-treat candies, because I do not often see these trick-or-treating. I would have been trying to just my own agenda, and that is sure. The Sour Belt. Yeah. I don't think Sour Belts make it to trick-or-treating.
Man, I love a Sour
Belt. In Galveston, Texas, where we had a recent family vacation with Chelsea's family, they have a, like, confectionery out there, like a candy shop, and they make their own Sour Belts. I got just over 2 pounds.
Oh, baby.
Look at all that sour.
Are they sour? Like for real sour?
So sour, dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
So sour.
Oh, man,
I've got mango. I've got rainbow. I've got watermelon cherry. I've got the blue one that just calls itself like raspberry.
Blue flavor?
R-A-Z-Z berry. I don't know.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Just get a little strip of it throughout the day. So Worms moves on. Next we have Starburst. So usually when we're talking about our trick-or-treating Starburst, it's like the two-pack. That's fine. Starburst against Crunch Bar.
I'm ready.
This would have been tough for me.
Too.
Starburst against Crunch Bar.
This
three,
is hard, but I'm ready.
Two, one.
Crunch Bar.
Starburst.
Okay. Talk to me here.
I'm realizing as we do this that my go-to is pretty much anything gummy and slightly tart.
Yeah.
That tends to be the thing I choose, I reach for first. And if I'm having chocolate, I want like plain dark chocolate or like a chocolate candy bar guy, I guess.
Yeah.
Starburst to me are like, I like a Starburst every once in a while, but to me they're like maybe the single most overhyped candy in existence. It's like—
But the pink ones, dude. Have you had the pink ones?
They're fine. And I like a Starburst. I'm not saying I don't, but the texture of them is not gummy. It's like, what if chewing gum went away, which is like a bad time for me as somebody who doesn't like chewing gum anyway.
I feel like they're inspired by like a Now and Later, like something that like our parents or grandparents would have loved. Yeah, they're like, how do we update this terrible candy?
Talk about later in the modern era. I'm not a chewer on candies like this, so an hour and later lasted an hour for me. Sure. I'm just sucking on that thing.
But when you get a candy bar with a crispy in it, though, dude.
Yeah.
It is texture. Good. It is good.
Well, and I'll say—
I'm changing. Crunch.
I was going to say, I would have picked it anyways.
That's a good bar.
Specifically with that blue wrapping paper. Like, I want a crunch
actual crunch. Yeah.
There's also going to be lots of little—
I don't care for Nestle and her practices.
There's going to be lots of little Rice crispy pumpkins and witches and ghosts and stuff. Unless it's got the crunch on there, I don't want much to do with
the crunch. What's the Hershey version?
Mr. Good Bar?
No, that's peanuts, which I do like.
Crackle.
That as well.
It's peanuts.
Crackle.
Crackle. In the Christmas is way package? Worse.
The Crackle?
Yeah. I think Crackle's so much worse than a Crunch.
Because usually the Crunch Bar, if I see the little— I'm not getting the mixed mini chocolate candies unless I see some kind of crunch in there. It's going to— I have to have that.
Yeah.
Speaking of crunch, we've got Rice Krispies. Okay, so there are like the situations sometimes where you'll get
the Rice Krispie treat.
Treat, yes. Just the singular packet.
Against the plain puffed rice cereal.
Against one of our little nerd boxes, the mini nerds.
I'm ready.
Yeah, God, me too.
3, 2, 1.
Nerds.
Rice Krispie treats.
That's going to be nerds. I'm just picking the winner there. I can't not have that.
Rice Krispie treat? That's not a candy, dude. If you hand that out at Halloween, so good. you deserve to get egged.
Doesn't have to. It's a treat. It is trick. I will say it is pick our treat and treat.
It's a treat.
This is one of the only things that has treat in the name.
I know.
So
is—
I know.
Yeah.
Next,
it's a treat.
It just doesn't deserve—
we have another member of the M&M family going against maybe a fan favorite. We have the peanut M&M against the Haribo bear.
I'm ready.
The gummy bear. 3, 2, 1.
Peanut M&M.
Gummy bear.
Were you both bears?
Peanut M&M.
No.
Over here for me.
Okay. Well, this one goes to bear. We're going to give that to bear. No arguments there.
I do love a Haribo bear, and Haribo is the best bear.
Yeah.
Peanuts are not candy, and yet peanut M&Ms are 98% peanut.
Dude, a peanut M&M is like maybe my favorite type of M&M.
Bro, with a good Dr. Pepper.
Jeez. Like a peanut M&M is just the perfect texture and the perfect really balance out of, here. Of salty sweet.
Get out of here. It's probably my bottom M&M.
Next we have...
Oh, no way, dude.
Nah, maybe it is for me. We have Twix.
Yeah.
Against Blow Pop.
Oh, this is easy.
Oh, easy.
3, 2, 1.
Twix.
Twix.
Blow Pop is disgusting. Sorry.
I love Blow Pops.
I don't like chewing gum in general, but then like a, I don't know, like a, it's like, just give me a sucker.
Blow
dude.
Pop is nasty. Just give me a sucker. Blow Pop is tough. I'm not a fan.
Don't add
next up. We have what feels like the Doge matchup.
Rocks where there's originals no. versus those strawberry things your grandma has.
No. Surprise. Oh, I love those. Honey the ones wins. That look like little strawberries though.
Yeah.
Those are good. So good.
Okay. I love those, dude.
So Twizzlers,
yeah,
against Almond Joy.
Easy.
Oh, easy.
Oh, 3, 2, 1.
Twizzlers.
The Twizz.
Almond Joy is maybe last place candy bar that exists.
That's how I feel about
I
Twizzlers.
I like coconut, I like Twizzlers. But it's terrible coconut.
Do you like Red Vines?
Nope.
Oh. Just not any kind of licorice.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. Twizzlers.
I hardly know her ish.
This one's a little fun matchup here. We've got Pop Rocks, which I think was much more popular maybe when I was trick or treating. I don't know. Pop Rocks.
R.I.P. Mikey. My guy Mikey. R.I.P.
Sour Patch Kids.
Count it down.
3, 2, 1.
SPK.
Sour Patch Kids.
S.P. Okay.
Sorry, Pop Rocks.
Hey, Pop Rocks.
You're a next, science experiment.
M&M's, classic M&M's against Butterfinger.
I'm ready.
Classic I'm M&M ready. Against Butterfinger. 3, 2, 1.
Butterfinger. Do you remember Butterfinger BBs?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my goodness.
Butterfinger is my number one candy bar.
Still, I've heard, I haven't had one in years, but I've heard they changed the recipe and it's like not as good
I'm
anymore.
I'm running late because Butterfinger.
Nice.
What do you got, Butterfinger?
An ad campaign. Yeah, I've heard they changed the recipe and it's not as good anymore.
Oh, I wish they'd asked me.
Why don't you do something like that?
I would have told them not
they
to,
probably saved
I like it.
0.5 cents a year so that they could make people pee in bottles. Continue.
Milky Way against Warheads.
I'm ready.
Did you get those?
I'm ready.
We got it?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Warheads.
Milky Way.
Nothing like a warhead. Nothing like a warhead.
There's nothing in the world like a warhead.
It hurts.
But
it hurts.
It'll be tougher. It'll be tougher in the next matchup, I think, because you're going to have Warhead against Butterfinger. We'll see. So... now we have popcorn ball. There were multiple things that I saw with this. I'll even say like caramel corn, kettle corn, popcorn of some kind.
Sure.
Or Airheads.
Easy.
Sure.
3, 2, 1.
Airheads.
Yeah. And then our final
popcorn
matchup.
Popcorn ball is not a treat.
I don't even like Airheads that much, but popcorn ball sucks. It's all stale.
Popcorn
it's going to be like chewy, stale popcorn. Ew, dude.
Yep.
What? Oh, Reese's peanut butter cups.
Sure.
This is cups specifically, not pumpkins. Like a Reese's. Okay. That's different.
Reese's
that changes
pumpkins.
A lot.
Okay. Against Pez.
Bye week. Somebody got a bye week.
Three.
I hope Pez's parents aren't watching this.
3, 2, 1.
Reese's, dude.
Reese's.
Good job. Okay, so here's going to be what our matchups
honestly,
are.
Honestly, Pez would have beaten Tootsie Rolls and candy corn for me. And I don't
you know
even
what?
Like
Let's
Pez.
Get through.
I eat candy if I have it in my house. I have Pez that I've had in my house for over a year. Like, I don't think I want
and
those.
And it's still good.
I have candy corn too, but I melt it for the smell in the like wax thing that we have.
We've got good energy right now. Do we want to get to 8? We're at 16.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Who cares?
Let's just do it.
Go
Here's
again.
Our next mashups. Three Musketeers is back.
Wait, and are you reading all of them or are we just going right now?
We're going through them right now. We're just doing them. Three Musketeers against Gummy Lifesavers.
I'm ready.
Yeah, me too.
3, 2, 1.
Three Musketeers.
Musketeers.
Wow.
I love a Three Musketeers.
All for one and one for all.
You ever stick a Three Musketeers in the fridge?
There's a lot of good
stick a Three Musketeers in your mouth?
Yeah. Wow, dude. Next, we have Tootsie Roll against Peanut Butter M&Ms.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
PB M&M.
Very good. Next, we have Smarties against Trolley Worms.
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Trolley Worms.
Trolley Worms.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Miss you, Smarties. Like
oh, you, boy. Smarties. This one's particularly hard for me. So I'm hoping y'all are on the same side here. Crunch Bar against Nerds.
I'm ready.
Crunch Bar against Nerds. 3, 2, 1.
Crunch Bar.
Nerds. Oof.
I'm going to give you a little bit of time here.
If I may. I do enjoy both of these, but Nerds are kind of just sugar flavored for the most part. They've got a tang to them, but like Crunch Bar is an experience. Nerds are, you know, I do like Nerds, but I think Nerds have been so improved by the cluster and the rope that I'm just never reaching for loose Nerds again for the rest of my life.
Hey, cluster is a game changer.
Nerds cluster have
that's like the most trivialized
a regular nerd. For
yeah,
me.
I've never seen a candy agree. Be created and move to the movie theaters so fast.
The thing about Nerds is that Nerds are now an ingredient more than they're the destination. They made Nerds and they're like, people can eat these. And they're like, you know what? These are actually an ingredient that we're using to make our better things. But I still choose Nerds.
Yeah. You know what? I do too. Great argument, Jordan. But I'm going to have to say Nerds moves on to that Elite Eight. That was a tough matchup.
Can I ask, is the reasoning because we established that Nerds are better as an ingredient than a treat, but they're moving on as their own treat?
No. No, that is not the reasoning.
That's not my reason either.
I also think that they are very much flavored.
I got distracted. There was a bundle of Super Mario star balloons just floating like a horror movie fun. Down the middle of my street.
Be there's invincible.
Did you go catch it? There may have been a power up in there for you, dude.
I think they're very much flavors. I think they very much have flavor. Yep. I think they're more than just sugar. And there's so many different there's so many different ways to eat them, in my opinion. Like the things that you're doing that are just between you and your tongue and your teeth.
This is a good bracket because this is, I think, the first one that I've been like, that's just wrong. But normally I've got like six by now. So that's
that's not so bad. We have the Haribo
Bears
against a Twix.
Yep, I'm ready.
Yep.
Same. 3, 2, 1.
Bears.
Twix.
Okay. Going bear here. Next we have Twizzlers against Sour Patch Kids.
Rack it up.
Go.
3, 2, 1.
SPK.
Kids.
Dude. Yeah, I think SPK's got
kids some have it.
For my
next money. We have go ahead.
SPK is a top three, if not number one, candy of all time.
Yep.
It's very good.
Do you count Swedish Fish as Sour Patch Kids?
No, because they aren't. I do like them, but they are. Not even close.
But they are. It's the same.
Both
base.
Fish.
But the sour is the thing. So it's clearly not the same.
Butterfingers against Warheads.
I'm ready.
Same.
3, 2, 1.
It's Warheads.
Butterfinger.
What was it, Jordan?
Warheads for me. But I understand, you know, I get it.
Finger's got to go. Finger has to move on, I mean. Not go. Finger moves on.
Finger loses, and by loses, I mean it loses Warheads. The chance to lose.
I love Warheads so much. Especially when you get a Warhead that has a crater that's just full.
Yeah, that's nice.
A full-sized black cherry Warhead can send me to outer space.
Dude.
Do you remember like as a kid when you were like, I can do the black cherry? When you feel like, I've worked up to this. I can handle this.
I'm a sour hoe.
It is.
For sour things.
There comes a point in Warheads, which is in my mid-30s now, the point I should stop eating
bleeds?
Warheads. No, well, yes. That it's just like, now it doesn't taste. No, none of them taste different anymore. They don't taste different. time to stop.
Just kind of burn those receptors.
Like you won't know it tastes different until you bite in. Warheads do a lot of fun things. But
if you ever have like a wintertime sort of just like dry, the whole thing is dry, then the nasal cavities, the mouth, everything, you're breathing through your mouth because your nose is stopped up. A Warhead will make you salivate for like a good 30 minutes after you finish it. It's beautiful.
Next, we have our final matchup of the Sweet 16.
Sure.
It's never been sweeter. Never. Airheads against Reese's Pumpkins.
Rack it
Airheads
up.
Against Reese's Pumpkins.
Count us.
Three.
Say some numbers.
Two, one.
It's a Reese's Pumpkin,
Reese's
dude.
Pumpkins.
When you put Reese's in a shape and you remove the need for me to unwrap it like a cupcake, which
yes.
is
yeah.
barbaric.
Why do we do that?
Outdated. This is like some
why do we do that
stuff, dude. I don't understand why.
Why do we do that?
And it peels it's like off how they used a full 10% of the cup anyway. It's stupid. Yeah.
It's like the same rationale as like why they make you add egg to the pre-made baking mixes.
What are we talking
when
about?
When those first came out, it was like you don't have to add egg to it. You just add water to it. But people would complain. They'd feel like they didn't feel like they were doing anything to this deal. They're like, ah, it's not real cake. And so they would not buy those pre-made baking mixes. So they just started saying, put an egg in it.
But you actually don't need it.
And so you'd feel like you're doing something. You don't need the egg, but the egg is just to make you feel like you're doing something. That's yeah. the same logic that gives us the little Reese's skirt that we have to peel off before we can eat
yeah,
the candy.
It's interesting. Ridiculous. We kept it around though. Shout out to tradition. I mean, way to not let people change you. This yeah. means during our Halloween tradition. Week, we will have a champion by the end of next week because we will have our Elite Eight, then a Final Four, then the two. Just so y'all can prepare yourselves, prepare your palates for next week. It will start with Three Musketeers against Peanut Butter M&Ms.
That's easy.
Then we Great. Will have Trolley Worms against Nerds. Pretty That's sweet easy. Battle there.
Great.
Then we have easy. Haribo Bears against Sour Patch Kids.
That's easy.
And then That's lastly, easy. We will have Butterfingers against Reese's Pumpkins.
That's, easy. That's hard for me. That so, hurts my heart.
Be thinking about that. That. But good job, boys. Pick our treat. That was it.
Very good
pick
job.
Our treat.
Very good job, Carter,
you
putting that together. The other thing that is a very good job is all of us climbing aboard the train to go take a stop at Shout Announcement Station. Choo-choo. Chug-a-lug.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo, y'all.
Chug-a-lug.
Choo-choo.
Welcome to Shout Announcements. That was a ghost. It's kind of a fun
yeah,
one.
Uh-huh.
That's
ghost.
A fun ghost. No, he's like a fun,
yeah,
sort
fun.
Of like lighthearted ghost. He's like yeah. a silly guy. But this is Shout Announcements. It's not a ghost. It's just a Shout Announcements. And
which is a Shout Announcements.
We're doing something fun this October for our Two Chunks Movie Club, where we're going to go see an old movie in sort of like a celebratory. Is it a B movie at this point? If it's like a cult classic now, but you know, like,
Maybe.
I don't think there's any bees in it, though.
There's probably no bees.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Probably no bees.
Probably no bees. But I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be super campy and fun. And
yeah.
I don't know. I think Halloween is like the perfect time for campy ridiculousness. And so.
Absolutely.
I'm stoked about this. So
absolutely.
If you want to be a part of that, you can get in the Discord. And it's sort of like a so far show where it's like we just announce where and when it's going to be.
yeah.
And you can just show up.
But, yep.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah. And now one of you can do sort of something.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep listening.
Okay,
please.
Cool.
Just keep listening to this episode. Keep listening to Two Chunks. Give us a rating.
Don't turn it off.
Love that.
Don't turn it off. Well, no, and please. It'll hurt our feelings.
That ghost from
bad.
The beginning please. Is going to come to your house if you turn it off. And I know we said he's
did
cool.
Say he was
coming for you.
You did say he was
friendly,
though.
I know he said
though.
He's friendly and cool, but
like that seems pretty chill.
He overstays his welcome is the real problem. Fish and this ghost stink after 3 days.
He's really friendly and like you're going to love hanging out with him and we're going to tell him not to come to your house
oh,
if you turn
yeah.
it off.
No, that'd be
the nice only way to get the cool ghost to come hang out with you is to listen to the rest of this episode because we're going to read his cell phone number.
Turning off this episode is like putting lamb's blood above your door and then the cool ghost will pass over your home.
The cool ghost will pass over your house and you don't want that. You want him to come hang out with you.
I'm so turned upside down. I love it.
We are in the hold of a ship belonging to the Blood Drunks. We are going to undergo quite a rigorous ordeal. We may be forced into a life outside the law, which I am not comfortable with.
Yeah, that was obvious.
I've been looking for some people to get along with and find myself a new place.
We actually are all captives, aren't we? Captives of our own demise. As for me, I've been a captive for a long time.
Well, you should know that you're interrupting me during my lunchtime. I was very honest about what I was selling, and it is on you to ask the questions that you want answers to.
So you're telling me that that shiny baby and that big nerd have been taken by pirates? Draw me a map, Mama.
The captain said that I'd like you to join him for dinner.
Well, we wouldn't want to be rude.
Are you sure we want to do this?
I am not.
New episodes of Imagine Dungeons, an actual play D&D podcast, every Wednesday.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Hey, what's your favorite scary movie?
What's your favorite scary movie?
Don't hang up the phone.
Well, as you can tell, today we're talking about Paddington 2. No, we're talking about Scream.
It's Scream.
We're talking about Scream.
It's Scream. I hadn't seen this before.
I hadn't either.
I had. I was very, very excited.
I had a lot of fun watching this.
What a great time.
Yeah.
This was Wes Craven, who I'm realizing has three things. He does feel like such a like Mount Rushmore of spooky season, but really it's like Last House on the Left, Freddy Krueger, and Scream. Granted, all of these had 10 plus kinds of movies or iterations of them. So he's like owning it.
Dude,
but
him and John Carpenter have to be like two guys.
Any clever homage to. Like make fun of yourself and also really appreciate like an entire genre or a culture is so fun for me.
Definitely.
And that's definitely what Scream was. What a strong, like if I was to super pump, it might be just the start. We jumped straight in. Drew Barrymore gave everything.
Yeah.
And was so fun right from the jump. 10 to 15 minutes of what feels like could be the end of not just this movie, but a slasher pick.
Yeah.
It'll be the end of any slasher movie.
And be a compelling end. But this is what we did from the beginning. And it's not like the energy dropped after that. But
right.
Love the start to this. Love the start. Not scared by that mask at all.
No.
No.
There's something about our slasher that we're going to have next week that is one of the most unsettling masks of all time. And it's just Bill Shatner. But
it is, yeah.
I think the way that Ghostface moves is pretty terrifying.
Sure.
Not a fan of that, especially when we're crouching down and like ratting our way through the house. Anyways.
Yeah. I think I was terrified of this mask as a child without having ever seen the movie. And so I think it carries some nostalgic like, oh, first scare kind of a vibe. Like if I walked through a party city and this mask was on the wall or something, I would look away. I hated it. But
well, it makes much more sense now. You talking about nostalgia. It makes much more sense why when you got the ensemble for Halloween, because there is always, guaranteed, always a ghost face every Halloween. Every Halloween, you'll see somebody dressed as this and have the knife. I remember when the knife came out, that like Bowie knife, that was like,
the blood
would go around the edges and stuff. Wow. That stood out so much to me. And without seeing the movie, you know, it's just like, it looked like, hey, we're just doing basic knife. He kills people with knives.
Sure.
Like you'd have, you'd try and have a chainsaw if you're the Chainsaw Massacre, if you're Leatherface. But this, it makes sense because that's the only thing this bad dude wields is just this knife. And it's great. It's so
and
funny
he swings
to
it
try and talk about.
When he's behind the door and he goes like.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
One of my favorites.
It's a funny, Wes Craven definitely accomplished what I think he was hoping to with this movie in that it is impossible to make fun of because I don't know if that's what he wanted to do, but I think he realized the way that slasher movies were and it's so tropey that you can't even bring up the tropiness. You can only like nod your head. You can only like clap for it. Be like, hey, good job.
This is kind of like a Weird Al song. Where it's like, it's funny and it's kind of making fun of something, but it's also kind of good in its own right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that for sure. My favorite character. Go ahead.
I think this is straight up good in its own right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
I agree.
I think I would give it more than kind of.
But it's good.
I think it was more
because it's campy
than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Who's your favorite character?
Like, Carter? My favorite character. that I thought was the most beneficial. It's a great cast in general. It's like what, Henry Winkler? Out of nowhere, principal? I had no idea.
Yeah.
That was amazing. But I would say my favorite character, I want to make sure I have his name. Oh, it's Jamie Kennedy's character, Randy.
Yeah.
Just to be the, he felt like the first character you see in a lot of Shakespeare plays that's just kind of talking about like, hey, here's what's about to happen. Here's what's happening now. Here's what normally this role would be. I think it was such a fun breakdown of it. And they're clearly in a blockbuster, but they never really say it. But that entire scene of him very much leaning into, like before he sat us down and talked us through Halloween, which is so fun. I had no idea we would have references to all of the movies that we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not too hard when you have like a blunderbuss of references.
Sure.
Sure.
That's just like, it's everything. But I think he was my favorite character. I thought he did great.
Did you just watch this week's Taskmaster, Carter?
Mm-mm.
Okay. They reference a blunderbuss and I was wondering if it was in your brain.
Yeah, that's not a common pull.
No. I can't remember why I know blunderbuss. It's from a video game.
They got it in Bloodborne.
Well, I don't know. I think it's a fun name for a gun.
It's a great name.
Did you guys know, and I didn't, I was surprised watching this, that the painting, The Scream, never came up. Do you know that painting?
Yeah, that's what I've always thought that's referenced.
The guy on the bridge going like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The mask is in fact not a reference to that painting.
That's interesting. Wow.
Which I like 100% thought that it was and thought that was why this movie was called Scream. There was a surprising lack of references to a very famous painting that I was expecting.
Yeah. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Then for that, I give it 1 star.
For that, 1 star.
My favorite part of this movie is Matthew Lillard. He is so 11 out of 10 the entire time.
Dude, he's crazy.
And specifically the final scene with, I just like him in general, like as a guy, but specifically the final scene with like stabbing back and forth and like, I think I'm bleeding out, man. Like that whole thing. Yeah. I don't know. It's so crazy and fun.
What's funny, it feels very Bill Paxton in Aliens.
Totally.
Yeah, very much.
Game over, man.
Yeah.
Game over, man.
Yeah. Just playing that character to death. Like.
Yeah.
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 Literally.
Most excellent.
Literally to death. Courtney Cox is here.
Courtney Cox is here. She did it.
She did it.
She would show up in many more Scream movies.
Yeah, she's in a bunch. She's in oodles of them.
Is it Nevi Campbell?
Nev Campbell.
She's great. It is tough to have, like after the kind of, it was just way more thoughtful of a movie making process than Friday the 13th. Granted, our budget was much larger. But to have a lead that is pretty compelling and can switch to being terrified.
Yeah.
Because she also starts really confident and she seems to have some kind of arc in terms of her story and in her character, which you don't get a lot, especially when you're the Scream Queen. Like when
it's
you're
also
the person
so that- satisfying to have an early, I mean, maybe not early, a mid-era slasher film that ends with the victim putting on the costume and killing the people that were trying to kill her. Like,
yeah, that was
that
fun.
She takes agency back and is like, no way. Mm-hmm. I think that feels really good. Like that is really such a satisfying ending to this movie.
It's great.
I was on my phone. I was the only light in our bedroom was my phone watching this movie. Cause I was like, I need to do this so that I don't have to watch it on Sunday. I don't want to watch it like Sunday morning or Sunday after church. And
because of God,
because of God.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want her to see.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Wow.
Interesting. but I was watching it. And so
really makes you think.
That's like every clip of a podcast that I see on my TikTok. It's like,
wow.
Interesting. Wow. Mm. Dang, dude. Wow.
Mm-hmm. But should they have rights though? The women.
Yeah.
But should they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then it inexplicably says, it's the three of us and like, Pete Buttigieg is the other person.
How did they get them? Dude, right now is the time to strike. If we ever want like a way out of our caliber guest on this show, now is the time to strike, as long as we're okay with them being far right pieces of dookie, because they're all just trying to get on every podcast.
Oh, so in watching this, trying to stay awake, it's the kind of thing to where you just get pissed at noise. You know, when you start to see that you're like, I'm tired. And the TV or whatever you're watching has been the same volume. You perfected this volume in your consciousness, but now it's making you angry. But then you turn it down so much. And so I was like, okay, I got to walk around. So I walk around, get it back. We get in our own Sander Lanch of our Craven Lanch or whatever at the end of Scream. And I sit down and it was so effective because I was dozing off a little bit at the very end, the last little Fight Club cut of Ghostface. That's just like, oh, wonderful. We're walking to our mid 90s house. Most everyone's dead, but a lot of us are okay. And I think we're getting over it really quickly. And then boom, like it just happens and goes straight to credits. And I was like, touche. Way to go.
Got me.
Wes. Got
me. Did you scream?
No, thank God.
Oh.
No.
Well, that's why it's called that. I think they wanted you to.
I never screamed in Scream. But this there was an interesting level, and this is 1996 that this was made. There was like a really interesting like phantom nostalgia for me. I had never seen this movie.
Yes.
But when you grow up with the advertisements and you grow up seeing the characters and then what everybody's wearing and the music was so good and it was just nostalgic and I'd never seen it before. And so I thought that was a really, really breath of fresh air. 100% experience.
Same thing as like 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yep.
Which is like, I hadn't seen that until that era was already over. Yep. Recently, Scrubs was like that for us. When we watched all of Scrubs last summer, it was like, I had never seen this until an adult, but watching this makes me think of 2006.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that was pretty good times.
That's awesome. I meant to mention budget on this one because I think it was $500,000 for Friday the 13th, and it made almost $60 million, which I think, what is that? Is that 100 times more? Is that it's 100 times
it's
more.
It's over 100. Right?
But it's not 1,000 times more. It's like 100
times more. It couldn't be 1,000 times more.
There's no way, dude.
It's a little over 100 times more. I think it made like probably 100 and...
That's the thing, dude.
It is 120 times more. We should have been able to do that in our heads, boys.
So Scream cost $14 million. And worldwide made $173 million. That's only 10 times more.
Okay, hang on.
Right?
No, $14 million made $173 million.
No, it's a little bit more than 10 times more.
It's 12.357142871 times more.
So it's more than any genre that I can remember because you don't have to spend a lot to be scared.
Yeah. Yep.
The horror genre makes so much money. It is absolutely no surprise that it is wrung out and diluted, but then you get a new generation.
For sure.
That's like, but this is my parents, I sat down and this was the first R-rated movie I watched with my parents because they grew up on Scream, and then it just comes back and it's never going to stop. It's never going to stop. I think
that's why we do less like creature feature and like less like budget intensive horror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's because
I saw someone,
I don't know if I think it's like a less of a sure bet or what, but it's just, it's interesting that like,
it's riskier.
It's just the minimum. Yeah, maybe that's it.
I saw someone yesterday on, I think it was on TikTok, talking about how people often ask the question of like, if movies and TV are supposed to be an escape, then why would you not escape to a place where the world is better or the world is more cheerful or the world is whatever? And the thing he was positing, which I really like, is he was like, that is what is happening in a horror movie because you are transported to a world where evil is definable and it is black and white. You don't have to look around going, what do I trust? What do I not trust? You know what the bad guy is. That's a better
and
world.
Often beatable.
Yeah.
I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting form of escapism where you get to almost like indulge the fear that feels fun while also most of the time either watching other people triumph over it or knowing that you yourself probably could.
Yeah, I wouldn't run up the stairs instead of out the front door.
That's such a funny moment. Like, it's so lampshading good. That, and then it happens.
And then it happens.
And it's I know so it good. Seems obvious, but nobody's mm-hmm. really pulled mm-hmm. off a horror movie that feels like this since. Not even yeah. Scream, really. But like, nobody's quite pulled this off since, which is very fun. Wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Wow. We did it.
Wow.
I want to say,
who would have thought?
I hope I can remember it. I had one last thing, but now I can't remember it. Oh, I thought it was funny that, because we had just watched it, it made me feel so smart. But when Ghost Fiest, who was the killer in Friday the 13th?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And she's like, Jason. I'm like, no, dude. No.
Nope. Drew.
Idiot. Drew.
It wasn't Jason, dude.
It wasn't him.
Oh, but it was no. also
Drew
funny.
Drew was his mom.
How naive we were. Because it was like, that's what I thought. I would have answered that a week ago. Jason.
Drew, I've known this for a week now. It wasn't him.
By the way, Ghostface, the voice on the phone, is the same voice of Mojo Jojo.
Shut up.
From the Powerpuff Girls.
Really?
Same voice.
Really?
Same voice of Mojo Jojo.
You saying think really about it makes me think it's not
and.
Now.
It is. And in his credits, he's also credited with, it was like Mojo Jojo, okay? And the original mucus from the Mucinex commercials.
Whoa.
What?
Dude, I feel like that's the ideal Hollywood career.
For sure.
Oh.
That's the dream.
For sure. He can still go to the grocery store and nobody's going to know. But
how many mucuses have there been? I would love to be. I'll be a mucus.
Shall I count the mucuses?
I'll be a mucus.
Shall I count?
I would be a mucus.
Call me Mucinex. I'll be a mucus.
I'd be a mucus. I'm not afraid to be a mucus.
He's done a lot.
I'll be a booger.
I'll be your little booger.
Next week, we're going to finish up the old pick our treat bracket.
Pick our treat.
A fun time. I already know who I think will probably win, but that's just because it's mm-hmm. the right answer.
It's the kids.
And, well, you know, there's other contenders. No, there's not. It could be anybody. No, it couldn't. It's not necessarily going to be Sour Patch Kids. Yes, it is.
The kids.
But we'll see.
It's the kids.
Just
like the Little League World Series.
It's the kids.
Guarantee. It's the kids. The kids are going to win.
Do you remember that kid with the righteous mullet on the Little League World Series that was on the TV?
I'm going to do you one better. It was not the Little League World Series. Oh. It was the Little League Bowling Championship.
Was it really?
It was all these kids playing Little League children's bowling.
Well, that is better. You're right.
It is better.
Dang.
It is better.
Does it have Because
he had his name embroidered on the back of his shirt underneath his mullet. No bumpers.
What is that one skilled. Older guy who's like he's a professional bowler? What
Who
is
do
it?
You think you are?
I am, dude. Yeah. I knew you would know that.
Who do you think you are? I am. I bowled
He's
yesterday.
Got the bowling thrill.
And
the
didn't
thrill
say
to
that. And now I'm devastated. I didn't think about it.
Yeah, that sucks.
I hit
that
one sucks. Strike in like 15 frames. I hit one strike and
that
I should have turned
it.
Around and
that
said,
been the
Who
time,
do you think
man.
You are? I am. Dang.
Did Callie beat you?
Every time.
Isn't that the most infuriating thing in the world?
I'm used to it.
It makes me so angry when Jess beats me at bowling because Jess is not somebody who I would consider to be like extremely athletic or like good at sports. It's not like a core personality thing. But she's just randomly like so good at bowling and it makes me so angry.
I find it helps to remember that women can do anything and they're just as good as men. And when you lose sight of that.
But see, I don't believe that.
Yeah, no, I know.
But see, I don't believe that.
I know. That's why I'm on so many podcasts. Yeah.
That's why everybody's like, well, come be on my podcast. Because I don't think that's true or good.
Yeah, well.
I just think
that's
women can do anything.
That's
After
a joke.
Last episode no,
Callie,
that's a joke.
Callie destroys me every time we bowl. She's very good at it. To end today's episode. Oh, also next week, Halloween. Not just the holiday, but Halloween. The movie as well. So make sure you...
Halloween the movie.
Get on with
Halloween this. The holiday.
The lunchbox.
Halloween the lunchbox.
Should we have it release on Halloween?
No.
On a Thursday?
No.
What will people do on Tuesday then?
That's true. It needs to be Tuesday. We don't need to be up against Halloween with Halloween. We can't have it.
We can't compete. Itself. We can't compete against Halloween.
They can just
Halloween.
Wait to listen on Halloween if they want to.
That would cancel out.
It's not a radio show. It just plays whenever they hit play.
That's true. That is a good point.
If they really want to listen to it on Halloween, they can do that.
They can do that.
They can listen twice if they want to. That's up to them.
The special thing about our podcast specifically. About just
so we don't do it live. Yeah. A lot of people just do it live. You have to turn it on.
We thought it would be cool to put the pod back in your hands.
Yeah. So it's like radio on demand.
Wow.
You're going to love
it. That's a really good idea. You guys aren't ready for that, but your parents are going to love it, I think, probably. To end today's episode, I'd like for each of us to say our name and a favorite candy that was not on the bracket. A favorite candy that did not make the bracket.
I think that you're doing this just so you guys can dunk on me for whatever weird grandpa candy.
No way.
I think the fact that you know that your other favorite candies are weird grandpa candies does it for me. I don't think I have to do anything. It's like, you know those birds that you fill with water and you push it down once and they just keep going back down? That's you.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You're that bird.
Majestic. Used to be a dinosaur millions of years ago. Mm-hmm. Some cultures even think I'm a god. Mm-hmm. Probably. I don't know. I can't confirm that. It seems like it's probably true.
Gotta be.
Which culture thinks dinosaurs are gods?
No birds. Oh. Somebody's got to be like, they're in the sky. God's in the sky. Probably the same thing.
Wow.
No birds. Idiot. actual from the dinosaurs.
No birds.
Don't talk about a bird.
He's going to say like peeps.
Ugh,
I hate peeps.
I won't say disgusting. Peeps. I won't say
peeps. They make Halloween peeps?
Peeps are yucky. Got to.
Yes, they
pumps.
Do.
I don't think
pumps.
I don't think
they're pumpkins.
I don't think Jesus would like that his candy comes out on the Devil's Day.
You can only give him out at trunk or treats.
I'm sorry, you said his candy?
It's gotta be I said Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Confirmed boy.
Thought you said God.
This one's for the boys. When finally, a podcast for the boys.
Something for the fellas.
Finally. We did it. Dude, we got to find a fourth host that's a woman to temper some of our stupidity. That would be great. Or to not. Women can be anything. Maybe they're just as dumb as we are. Who knows? For two chunks.
You want to say any more thoughts out loud before we wrap it up? Anything else you're thinking that you want to say?
Just kind of spitballing.
Yeah.
For two chunks, I'm Jordan. I really do love runts.
Yeah.
I think runts are delicious.
Yeah. Especially the cherry.
Don't think that's one of them.
Yeah. I don't. There's not a cherry.
Don't think there's a cherry.
There's not?
There's definitely not a cherry. Runts.
Well, they're
our favorite
out.
That we both love. The cherry.
You like the cherry one, yeah?
I think it's, I think we got.
You know the cherry?
Grape, lime, orange. Strawberry, apple, and then banana, I believe.
Banana.
Apple's the red one.
Yeah.
Banana stands out because it was the shape of banana. It was really cool.
Apple is green.
Oh.
What's the red one?
If it's cherry, then boy howdy.
Strawberry, I guess.
No, that's the pink one.
There's no red one. All right.
There is no.
There never has been.
There is no red one.
Is green not lime?
What color is the apple?
Yeah, okay, here we go. Yeah. Carter, there was a apple's cherry the in green. The late 90s.
Oh,
see, I was a baby.
That there makes was so a cherry much sense. In the late 90s.
That was the height of my trick-or-treating.
There was a blue raspberry one in the late 90s as well, which I don't remember
that
at all.
Too.
Man. Oh, man.
Wow. Look at us.
Orange,
oh, man.
Orange and banana are where it's at for me.
Yeah. The banana is so good, dude.
I love a banana.
That knock-knock joke duo, man. Yeah, you don't. Doge, I can't wait.
Milk Give it duds. To us. Doge, I'm Milk Duds.
No, that's not that bad.
That's not that bad.
I'm Doge. I like Milk Duds.
Milk Duds are good. They're still a staple.
Oh,
of
I was
the
thinking Whoppers.
Candies.
Milk Duds are the caramel ones.
Yeah,
not so bad. I like a Whopper too.
I like
the shaved, shave feeling when you like sort of.
Uh huh.
Good stuff.
I like a Milk Dud. I like a Whopper. I like a bit of honey.
Mm.
I like them all.
I'm Carter in the most tumultuous relationship I've ever had with candy. It was Fast and Furious. It was Hot and Heavy. And then I just made myself sick and I could never go back. It's like when you hear people tell stories of college, like about alcohol.
Yeah.
It's like, no, sure. Sorry, I just don't do tequila anymore. Gushers. I'm Carter in Gushers. Gushers were so popular around that same time that I was trick-or-treating. And I way overdid it. I got myself so sick on Gushers one year.
I'm having deja vu. Have we discussed that Gushers are not candy?
I was just thinking that. I think we have talked about our Gushers candy.
I think I would agree and say that pretty much they are candy. I just don't think of them as candy.
I would say I think they're not.
How are they not? Like, it's gummy candy.
I think they're not, though. Because fruit snacks are silly, Andy.
They are.
That's not a fruit snack.
First of all, I would say fruit snacks are candy. Second of all, I would say Gushers lean more towards candy than fruit snacks do.
We're doing this again.
Gushers are a rare fruit snack.
Fruit snacks are candy. They're just more healthy candy. Guaranteed no.
I just don't feel like fruit snacks are candy.
Well, you can feel that, but they are.
I don't feel like Gushers are candy.
I don't count them as candy in my head, but Gushers, they definitely are.
Gushers.com, okay? Which I took a big risk searching this for y'all, so you better listen. Gushers.com. Unleashed. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
That's fine. It makes it more intense. Unleash the unstoppable flavor inside every Gusher. The chewy candy that bursts open with juicy, fruity center.
Okay.
Discover your favorite flavor.
Website says it. Everything on the internet's true. Carter said it first, and he believes
it. If you're saying, we just talked about candy that is in the shape of fruit. Why does that not feel like?
I think Gusher counts as candy. I just don't ever think of it. That's what I'm saying.
Gushers doesn't seem like candy.
Oh, that's fine.
Gushers doesn't seem like candy.
Doge's retroactively changing the way he phrased it to try and fit in here at the end.
Hey.
Look at him. He knows that's what's happening.
I would never do that. Hey, what are you talking about? We've always agreed on this.
The way y'all never let each other get away with anything.
What are you talking about?
It's fun.
I've always been on this page.
What are you talking about?
You guys were like, they're not candy. And I was like, that is my favorite candy.
Gaslight candy.
That's the only thing I think of.
Go, boss, dude. That's all he does.
That happens to be mine.
That's all he does.
To end this episode even more, and I'm taking it's Jordan's power to do this. Can we end it? Can you give us another attempt at the hello? Try and do it like you did it the first time.
I don't think I can ever be as.
Can you? I promise you. There has been some amazing things on this podcast. The Geely episode. Us cracking up early about Harry Potter that I have played over and over and over again. I guarantee you, I will play the beginning of this episode more in the next, when it's released within the first 24 hours than I ever have in my life.
It's because I was surprised because Jordan, I thought that we were going to have a break so I could think about how to open the door. I just had to react.
Oh boy.
What a great moment. As I recall, it was a bit of a like, hello.
No, it was deeper. We'll never capture it again. No, I'm sad, but I'm happy. I was so glad to be there.
It's like how you can't tickle yourself.
The first time again.
Right. You know what I mean? You can't tickle yourself. Somebody else has to do it. You can't surprise yourself into a weird hello.
I think in the fiction, I'm dressed in a really realistic scarecrow costume, but I was sound asleep on my front porch. I had no time to prepare.
Also, your nonverbals were so loud. Like you made noise. Like there was sound that whoosh. I can't describe.
There was a whoosh.
It was just like a, are we on? We're on.
Hello.
It was so good.
Anyway.
Oh, man.